It was an accumulation of things that for the last few years, I've been following what's been going on in Canada. Like, for example, every so often I would submit letters to the editor of the Chronicle Journal, and things are just getting worse and worse. And part of that was like when the COVID hit, I was very careful in doing my research, and my research was not matching what was going on politically. And it just got to the point I decided enough's enough. Stop complaining. If you want to change things, you have to be active. So that's what I did. I jumped in, and the only party that appealed to me that matches my moral and ethical standards was the People's Party of Canada.
Explain to me the People's Party of Canada, because it's not that it's not a mainstream party. It's still relatively new, though. Is it an easy answer to explain what they're all about?
Well, let's put it this way. The other main parties have all been infiltrated and corrupted. And there's a quote by Buckminster Fuller. I can't recall it exactly, but in essence, built from scratch. And that's what Maxime Bernier realized. You have to start from scratch. So the People's Party of Canada right now is unsullied by these infiltrators and the backroom boys. The platform, if you look at it, it's very simple. It's all about you and I, the people of Canada. It's not about special interests. In time, that may happen, but that's one of the things that we have to be very aware of and careful that it doesn't take over.
One of the things that Rick Daines was telling me in my conversation with him is there's kind of four pillars of the People's Party of Canada. Can you explain those pillars for me?
Well, okay. Well, we'll start off with freedom. That's a big one. And it's just freedom of choice, free to be yourself and not have other people decide for you how to live your life. There's fairness, and that's a cornerstone of my own. It's just to be fair to people. Responsibility is fiscal responsibility, personal responsibility. No, you have to be responsible for what goes on. And that's one reason like Rick and I both are being active here. We're trying to be responsible citizens, trying to help our fellow citizens to look after their own world. And the other one was respect. And that's something what we're seeing very little these days is respect. Like, for example, the current government, it doesn't matter really if it's provincial or federal, they're showing no respect to us, the citizen. All of these mandates that were being thrust upon us, there's no data to support them. And they're disrespecting us all the time, and they're impinging on our freedoms.
So what was the nomination process like for you? Were you the only one that came forward, or was there a process of getting you to be the candidate?
Well, it's actually an interesting story that I live in the Superior Northway. I submitted my name to the People's Party of Canada, went through the vetting process. I just wanted to make sure that there was somebody with some real qualifications, like rather than having somebody who's got a graphic arts diploma who might become Minister of Health. We've had too much of that of recent years. And I put my name in, and so did Rick and two other people. And we had a mini election within the membership of the Superior North. Rick won fair and square. But I got the bug. No, I got excited about it because I wasn't too sure when I first put my name in that I have the wherewithal to do it. But once I got going, I did. And the Rainy River riding, nobody had put their name forward. So I volunteered. And the big thing, though, is that I have a strong connection with Rainy River. My wife and I and family, we lived in Fort William for many years until we moved to Thompson, Manitoba. We were there for 18 years, and then moved back here in 2010. And while I was living in Fort William, I worked at first at the Shibano mine, again in that riding, and then I transferred to the exploration department with the company, which was Inco, now it's Vale. And I worked all throughout that area, Mine Center, Atikokan, Kashabawi, went through Fort Francis a number of times because I had projects I was looking after in the just to the north of Fort Francis, through Emo. I know that area. I won't say like the back of my hand, but I know it well. And so I've felt much more comfortable. Even though I live in Superior North, I have far more direct connections with Rainy River. So it's actually one of those silver lining issues that I lost to Rick, but I've ended up in a better place.
You talked about your family a little bit, Alan, but what's your background? What do you do outside of running for federal office? And how can that background maybe help you as a federal politician?
Well, I'm an exploration geologist. So I've got an honors bachelor of science degree, geology major from Lakehead University. I then went to the University of Alberta and got my master's in geology. I worked for a little while in the oil patch in Calgary. So I know a bit about the oil sands, because that was one of the areas I actually worked on in the Cold Lake area. Like, that's one of the things that kind of blows me away about these climate change people that, the dirty oil. Well, we're cleaning the sand up. No, nature made it dirty by putting the oil there. We're taking the oil out and leaving nice, clean, white sand. And then I got the job with INCO, moved back here. And exploration-wise, I've honed my tools at being data acquisition, data analysis, and drawing conclusions from that. And that's the one thing that we've really lacked in this past year and a half, of people asking critical questions and pressing, where's the truth? Like, I'm a truth seeker, and I've got a long career of searching for the truth and seeing the big picture and not being blinded by the local trees. I can see the forest. And that's something that's bothered me in the last little while. Because of these skills I've developed, the Forest Canada is in terrible shape. And if we let the Liberals continue, we're going to be just like Venezuela. And the only thing is, the Venezuelans are lucky in that they don't have to worry about freezing to death. So those are the driving factors for why I decided to get in here. It's just, I have the right kind of tools to ask critical questions and be a good advocate for the riding, because that's really what people have to realize, is that there's 338 elections come the 20th. This is only one of them. And the purpose here is to find one person who's going to best speak for the riding. So my case, Thunder Bay, Rainy River, the best possible way.
You live in the Superior North riding, but you're running in Rainy River. I know you have background in the riding, but what kind of challenges do you see in a shortened campaign with less than 30 days to go until Election Day?
Just getting the message out. That's the only challenge. And that's one reason I welcome the opportunity to talk to you. We see a lot of censorship within the media, and alternate views are being suppressed. And that's part of where we're losing our freedoms. And that's what's so critical about free speech. Free speech is all about listening and being able to think about different viewpoints. And for example, the Liberals tried to put through that C-10 and C-36, and one of which was about hate speech. Well, the hate there is themselves. They hate anybody criticizing them. So they're trying to suppress people criticizing them. And they're using what we, in the psychology field, they call projection. They project their hate onto others so they can fool people into changing what our civil liberties are all about.
You mentioned the two bills. C-10 was the hate speech, or was C-36? Can you just talk about the other one that you referred to?
Well, they're both closely related. They're both trying to let the government decide what's misinformation, what's hate. That's where things fall apart. You can't do that. No, that's a free speech. It has to be exactly that, just free.
Well, listen, always appreciate the time, and have fun in this campaign. I know it's a short one. It's a sprint to the finish, but thanks for doing this.
Well, thanks very much, Kevin, for the opportunity.